This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Getting ready for another work week. A lot going on in and around town and really Pittsburgh. Carnegie Mellon in particular will be the focus tomorrow of the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit. We'll give you details on what this could mean for the region. Apparently, there will be some major announcements about some big projects in the region. So very interested to see what happens there. And Paul, as you know, there have been wildfires over the weekend, and we're going to, I guess, get a taste of it in the sense that that haze in the sky today is anticipated based on the fires that are out west. And one of the most iconic from the Grand Canyon.
Oh, my goodness. This is just horrible news.
That lodge there.
It's a beautiful. In fact, our afternoon host, Colin Dunlap, has posted about this on social media. He was out in the Grand Canyon not too long ago and saw this very building. It's a beautiful old lodge.
But it's not the first time it burned, with the story from CBS, Michael George and Elise Preston.
Fierce flames from the Dragon Bravo fire destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge on the North Rim. The only lodge inside the park's North Rim was originally built in the 1920s. It was rebuilt in the 1930s after a fire, with much of the original stonework. The visitor center also gone. Park employees all got out safely. The White Sage Fire, roaring 30 miles north, doubled in size within the last 24 hours. It has now scorched more than 40,000 acres. The fire has forced highway closures and evacuations, but no structures have burned. On the south rim of the canyon, a wildfire also growing this weekend, burning at least 3,500 acres.
You guys all good?
In southeastern Utah, a fire NATO ripped through a home. 8,300 acres have been destroyed, including at least five buildings. And an unwelcome return in the upper Midwest. Drifting smoke from Canadian wildfires blanketed the region this weekend and sent air quality alerts to unhealthy and dangerous levels.
Millions across the country are under air quality alerts. Pharmacists in those impacted regions say the demand for inhalers and eye drops is up. Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And meanwhile, in Texas, more heavy rains nearby affected the operations. They're still missing a substantial number of people. What, I think it's 130.
No, 170. The death toll's at 132. So put the numbers together, it's 300 now.
And so, you know, the recovery efforts, they had to pause because of the heavy rains. And now new flooding in some of those areas. So the issues out west, and they're expecting to have some flooding rains along the eastern seaboard up and down from New York, New Jersey, into the Carolinas. So we've avoided that, but we do have a sense of, you know, with the haze that's in the air from the wildfires and some of those heavy rains.
You know, what heavy weather we've had has been mostly to the east and south of the city itself.
Right.
The people who are really getting hammered are down along the state line there with West Virginia, including, you know, Greene County and that area down into the panhandle of West Virginia. It's really too bad. I'm sorry, the other part of western part of Maryland, excuse me. And that, to me, is the fact that that pattern keeps repeating. I'm interested in that this year. Why is that?
Well, there's a whole psychological thing that's starting to happen with people, just their anxiety over the weather. I mean, people have always been concerned after major weather events, but they seem to be more frequent and more intense in some cases. In fact, yesterday, Paul, I told you my mom was from Millville. I was born there. I went down to Pamela's there, the old Lincoln Pharmacy, and on the menus, they have pictures, and there was this tremendous flood. There have been many floods in that area over the years. They seem to have mitigated somewhat with the Army Corps of Engineers was able to do with Gertie's Run.
Yeah, I was just going to say that was that fix was helpful.
And I showed the kids, they were asking, they saw the flooding that they had photographs of in 1936 for the St. Patrick's Day flood, and they didn't believe that we were in the town. I said, yeah, you see that? I said, Grandma was rescued from a second story in a rowboat in this town. So we've had, you know, more than our share over the years.
Well, I can say that the flooding in Gertie's Run really stands out in my memory. In fact, right after the most destructive that I have seen early on in my time here, Rose and I had Governor Rendell on the air, and we asked him straight up, what are you going to do? How is this going to get fixed? Because people have been complaining about it, and he said, we're going to get something done, and finally the Army Corps did get in there, and much-needed fix. And we have plenty of places like that.
Yes.
You know, in Pittsburgh. Let's talk about Greenville.
Yes, and I just drove through Etna and saw the old Blarney Stone that's still sitting there.
Is it?
Yeah. Idle, but that got flooded several times over the years where the water was up, you know, two stories almost, and all, you know, sharp. Anything along the river is potentially flood worthy. But we were just thinking, wow, it's been a while. But when you see what's happening in other states, you know, you just kind of feel for those people. I will say this, the people in Millville that have dealt with this for many years, very resilient and hardworking people. So hopefully we won't be dealing with any flooding here, and it doesn't look like we have any major storm system. But, you know, after we got hit with those high winds and heavy rains that knocked power out for up to 9-10 days for some people, you know, you just feel like, you know, it puts people on edge. It just does. So we'll keep you posted. This morning, people are going to be on edge if they're coming to the city from the north. Ellen will tell you why next. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the news each and every day. With Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. We have another ticket giveaway to coming up. How about Styx? Kevin Cronin, lead singer for Mario Speedwagon. I think this is the one with Donny Iris. That at Starlake August 10th. So we'll do that in the next half hour and give you a chance to win tickets. That's going to be a big show. Now, Styx, just because of Renegade alone.
They're perfect.
You've seen them.
They're so perfect, even live.
And they love Pittsburgh because of the Steelers and Renegade. And when they first realized their song, it kind of gave them another shot in the arm.
Right.
And then they came here, they performed here, they've been to games, they go nuts.
But I guess they're doing all this without Dennis DeYoung? The former lead singer, right?
That's what a lot of these bands are doing. Like, Kevin Cronin is coming as a singer, but he's not coming with REO Speedwagon.
You know what I mean? Right, yeah.
You need a player scorecard to keep track of all this. How about this? I thought this is the perfect time of year to talk about vacation guilt.
What?
You just came off a nice week's vacation. Aaron had several days off around the July 4th holiday.
David Balerato is coming back after a week's vacation.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll look like he came off of one of them zombie movies when he comes back. We all know that feeling the first day back from vacation, but how about this, guys? More than 88% of full-time American workers get paid vacation, but nearly half don't use it all. Why? They feel guilty for taking time off, or they're paranoid someone will take their job.
Yep, yep.
A recent study found that 1 in 5 workers experience what they call vacation guilt. Please help these people, with some even cutting trips short, avoiding the topic at work, or apologizing for using the benefit they've earned.
I have worked with people who didn't take their vacations, period, ever.
But enough about Rob Pratt. At many jobs...
I was going to be all Mr. Anonymous about it. You just went...
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it in a video with Rob. Unused personal time off days simply vanish for many companies you don't carry over. Like our company, you can't carry your vacations over. And it makes sense because it would be extremely complicated. What if you saved up for a couple of years and then you're like, I'll be gone for August?
True. It is interesting because I think... we've probably all felt this at one point or another, but you come back feeling so refreshed and refired to do your job well when you do take time off, even if it's one day here and there. So that's really interesting.
So there's vacation guilt. Kind of surprising that people would not take paid time
off. Next? Huh? Vacation shame.
Right.
Well, we did have a former boss many years ago, whose name I won't mention, who would be aggravated because people would want their vacation days. And he would go, oh, those are merely suggestions. You know, you don't have to take
them. Wow.
So we had him fired.
That was a good thing, by the way.
Well, imagine it's like having a bunch of pots that are boiling at the surface. If you don't take, you know, maybe you need a break or you need to catch up on sleep.
You know, a friend of mine said once, and it made perfect sense. He said, you know, all of us have a certain tank of patience inside. And during the day, you have to call upon that tank of patience as things start to unfold, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, but when people hit bottom on their tank, that's when they snap. You know, that's when things, right?
Oh, we've seen it.
But the same thing applies. I think the same thing applies to taking your vacation time. I think there's only so much of work a person can take, and then you just got to get away for a while. Right, it works for me.
We're imploring you, if you have paid vacation time, don't give it back to the company. Come on, man. Get in the game. That said, today is Shark Awareness Day. We don't have to worry about that.
Earlier this morning, we can't forget... today is National Mac and Cheese Day.
It is an International Town Criers Day, which is the precursor
all
for
is
radio.
Well. That's me. That's what I do.
That's right. Hear ye, hear ye. Hear she, too. Not doing.
But I think the most significant is the Mac and Cheese Day. I really do.
Now you're making me hungry. Fresh off the weekend. Yeah. Getting up. At 3 is a challenge.
Isn't it, though?
It is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with entomologist, my buddy Dr. Chad Gore with Ehrlich Pest Control. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
You always know when we reach out, they're like, okay, what do these people want now? Right there. That's how it goes. Great story in the Post-Gazette yesterday about Pittsburgh Pest. They're doing a series, and they're talking about mosquitoes. I never realized there were 60-plus species of mosquitoes around here, but I guess they've been here for about 150 30 million years, so they predated us. Anyways,
yeah.
With the warmer, moist air, are we seeing a proliferation of mosquitoes here? West Nile has been detected in Allegheny County, so there is a real interest in this.
Yeah, for sure. We are definitely seeing a lot more mosquitoes this year, and I think it has to do with not only the warm weather, but also all the rainfall that we've been getting. I mean, since mosquitoes are a fly species, they require moisture in a certain part of their life cycle. So I think we're all probably pretty familiar with the little wigglers that are found in water and standing water. And anytime that that's around, you have the potential for a just kind of a bump in the mosquito population.
And so the concern is obviously more mosquitoes, more bites, and then give people a heads up on what they can do just around the house to mitigate it as much as possible.
Sure. Yeah. There's several things that you can do around the house. One of the most important things is to get rid of that standing water that might be supporting those larval stages of the mosquito. So anytime you have water that's standing around in, say, flower pots or in bird baths or even in the gutter, you want to get those taken care of. Of course, a bird bath, you want to have water in it, but you need to change that out periodically just so you don't get that organic debris that starts to build up in there and make a good habitat for mosquitoes.
And that said, do we have any idea why this tick population has really exploded in southwestern Pennsylvania in particular? I mean, when I grew up here, I don't remember people getting bit by tick. I mean, it was really, really rare. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a number of things. Certainly, we're starting to see additional tick species enter the area. I'm seeing more of the Lone Star tick than I ever have before. And then there's also invasive species that are eventually making their way here. But the temperature and the length of the seasons are certainly helping with the tick populations.
Yeah, you're not experiencing the harsher winters that we have, although this past winter was the coldest in a decade, which helped. Mm-hmm. But there's still, every time, so many people, and for me, the first time I've ever had a tick bite that I was aware of was just a few months ago. It's unsettling, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, winter sometimes helps, but if you talk to any hunter, they'll tell you that they can pick up ticks even in the winter during hunting season. So certainly the winter will help with that.
Is there something you recommend? Because I know that people are very concerned, especially if they have young children, and they like to run around in the grass once in a while in the summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there are some measures that you can take to at least reduce or mitigate some of the risk of being bit by a tick or even mosquito. So you want to take care of your environment. So like I said, with mosquitoes, reduce that standing water. But also, too, it's that tall standing grass for ticks that they really like, where they climb up and they're looking for a host to latch onto. But when outside, wear loose-fitting clothing, light-colored clothing, so that you can easily see any ticks that are maybe crawling on you. When you come inside, check the skin, especially behind the ears, behind the knees, the ankles, any place that might be exposed, check those for ticks. And certainly wear or consider wearing insect repellent. Those products that contain DEET tend to be very good products at repelling both mosquitoes and ticks.
We're with Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist with Ehrlich Pest Control. That said, I haven't seen as many stink bugs that I have in previous years. Is that population dwindling?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily dwindling. I think probably what's happening is there's more of kind of a balance taking place in nature. When something is new and introduced, you kind of have a little bit of period where, you know, nature just doesn't know what to do with it, I guess. But we are definitely seeing kind of a lull in stink bugs, even spotted lanternflies in some other place, in some other areas of Western Pennsylvania, where things are just kind of getting balanced out, I guess. I mean, they're still there, They're just not as problematic as they might have been, at least for the stink bugs.
All right, finally, spotted lantern flies. Where are we in the region with those?
Yeah, we definitely have them, continuing to have them throughout the area. There are some areas that, especially those areas where they were introduced early on a couple of years ago, we might be seeing a little bit of a decline in the pressures, but there's other areas kind of expanding out from that that we are seeing a lot more. I've got a friend a couple who was just saying the other day that they're all over the place at their house. So they're definitely here. They're here to stay. How bad they are in the future, we'll have to just wait and see.
But in terms of stink bugs don't bite people, spotted lanternflies don't bite people either, do they?
Right. Yeah, neither one of those will bite you. But they are potential crop pests. So whether it's your backyard vegetable garden or an orchard or something like that, that's where the problem really becomes. And of course, they have the tendency to be a huge nuisance as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Noticed more fireflies this summer than ever. They made a return. Where'd they go?
They've been here. It's pretty incredible. Really happy about that. I actually saw them around my house, which was a first for me. They didn't really go anywhere. They've started to rebound, which is good. I'm not really sure what the rationale is for it, but I'm certainly happy about it.
All right, Chad, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you. Have a great rest of the summer.
Thank you, guys. You too.
All right, Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist with Early Pest Control. Coming up, we're going to check in with Alan Gamble, this I-279-576. You She's got the details, right?
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk.
The roads that are impacted by this closure, Larry, 279 and then 28 southbound. The 279 part of things is rolling very well. The problem spot is 28 southbound.
And we've been talking about this morning, haven't we?
Yeah, that's the catch on this situation. Once people get used to it, as long as they have both lanes open that get you to the Fort Pitt Bridge, it should be relatively smooth as a typical rush hour. But going across the Veterans Bridge, going left is going to confuse people for
right.
a while.
I mean, the first time through, it's going to be because it's a habit. I mean, and you're half asleep anyway, right?
Yeah.
Mark Ekman is being installed today as the 13th Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh at the Cathedral.
And we are going to talk to Bishop-elect Ekman right after the news at the top of this hour.
And Pirates outfielder O'Neill Cruz will be in the spotlight. He's competing in the Home Run Derby in Atlanta tonight.
There was some concern. He was pulled Saturday from a game as a precautionary measure, but he came in and pinch hit yesterday, so they're hoping he's physically fit to represent the Pirates in the Derby tonight in Atlanta.
I have heard talk that he's the favorite, but who knows?
Well, he can hit them. Hopefully.
You know, those are all hanging curveballs they're getting tossed, you know. This isn't like facing a day-to-day pitching situation in Major League Baseball.
And the first time ever, Paul Skeens, representing the Pirates, will start for the National League. That's the first time a rookie, and then in his second year.
Back-to-back, yep.
Yeah, so good for Paul Skeens and the Buccos. They finally got a win after going 0-4 since they left Pittsburgh.
Wow, what a road trip.
Coming up, a chance for you to win tickets to see the Brotherhood of Rock. How about this? Styx, Kevin Cronin, Don Felder, Donny Iris, coming up next. Happy Monday, July 14th, will be forever known as the day the new bishop was installed, the 13th in the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we are honored to have the Most Reverend Mark David, or Anthony Ekman. Mark David. Bishop, good morning. Please forgive me.
That's okay. It's early in the morning.
And looking at your resume, it doesn't get any more Pittsburgh than this. Being born here, attending St. Valentine Elementary School, South Hills Catholic High School in Mount Lebanon back in the day, Duquesne University, then on to St. Vincent Seminary in Latrobe. That's as Pittsburgher as it possibly can get, and I think a lot of people are thrilled that you will know us once you officially are installed this afternoon. So, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
I'm thinking also you were first appointed auxiliary bishop by Pope Francis, and then Pope Leo XIV, one of the first things he did as Pope was to bring you on as the bishop, and you will be taking over for David Zubik, who has served us for many years. What are your thoughts going through your mind this morning on this special day for you and the Catholic Diocese here?
Well, I'm very excited to be able to lead the diocese. I never, ever expected this. All I ever wanted to be was a parish priest. And so it's a little surreal to know that you're all of a sudden going to be the head of the diocese that you grew up in. But I know the priest very well. I served in the clergy office for 10 years, so I know I have their support and their cooperation. And I know the diocese very well. So I'm really looking forward to going out and to being with the people.
Bishop Ekman, I'm curious to know, since you're so familiar with the diocese, what do you think the two or three biggest challenges you're going to be dealing with right off?
Well, there's a few of them. One of them certainly is an increase for vocations, especially to the priesthood of religious life, although all vocations need attention. Our clergy is getting older, so we need to address it. And what I keep telling everybody is if we don't do anything, nothing's going to happen. So I really want to do a diocesan initiative to promote vocations and to help people to respond to God's call to them in their life. And the second thing is really to involve the young people. We have a lot of young Catholics in the diocese, but we need to really tap into them and help get them participating in the life of the church and helping them to be able to do the Lord's will as well. They want it. It's just a matter of coordinating that.
Do you feel that? Do you feel the sense the young people want to stay connected or reconnect with the church? Because that's one of the greatest challenges, not only here, but around the country and maybe around the world, is to get the young people engaged.
It's definitely something they want. There's a national group called Young Catholic Professionals, and we just started a Pittsburgh chapter this spring. In their very first time that they gathered, they had over 500 people together. So that doesn't happen because, you know, they're not interested. They want to know the faith. They want to be able to practice and live it and to do it with other people their own age. So that was very encouraging. And so I hope to be able to work with them hand in hand to help promote and to develop their work.
Bishop Ekman, at one parish that I was a member of for several years, there was a Sunday night mass that was almost all entirely young people. It was packed. The priest who was leading those masses was very enthusiastically received, and there was a different feel to the masses. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and even a little bit beyond that. I see that young people are very interested in service opportunities, whether that's working in areas that need more attention or helping people to, you know, through study groups or scripture, you know, studies. But they're interested in being able to help. So, you know, the liturgy is certainly very important, and they enjoy
service. A flash flood warning, very important. And we'll continue our conversation with Bishop Ekman. Bishop, obviously, there's a heightened sensitivity to the flooding, as we know, that has caused such great heartache in Texas in particular. And so these are very important. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, no problem. We all know in Pittsburgh you have to be careful when it rains. It just happens too quickly that the flooding occurs.
And that said, that leads me to a very common question, and that is, what do you say to people when things like this happen to people around the country and here? You know, when bad things happen to good people, what do you tell people? And as a man of great faith,
well, you know, the most important thing is to accompany the person and to walk with them. Oftentimes, words aren't enough to help them, but whenever they finally get to the point where they're able to hear what you're saying and they recognize that you're with them and journeying with them, especially, you know, if they lose someone in their family, that's a wound that it may heal a little bit, but it's never completely healed, and you just never get over the loss of someone you care for. But the most important thing any of us can ever do is to accompany and journey with that person as they're going through that time of grief, and just to be with them.
Well, Bishop, it sounds like you have a lot of support here at home. Very happy for you. And I know that Pope Leo, as the first American Pope, was just asked questions about. He said, hey, the learning curve, I'm still learning. So that's going to be the case for you, no doubt, too. And the fact that you were appointed by Pope Leo, who, by the way, was and still is a Chicago White Sox fan. The White Sox are going to be in town this weekend to play the Pirates. So maybe you'll get a message from the Pope.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Well, we appreciate you taking time out on a very special day for you and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. So we wish you all the blessings that we can wish you, and hope to talk to you in the future. And you know, you have an open line of communications with us.
I appreciate that very much, and I appreciate the support.
The Most Reverend Mark Anthony Ekman, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Officially, it begins at 2 today.
Well, I can tell you that a priest that I'm fairly familiar with over the years is a contemporary of Bishop Ekman, and he is excited, and so are a lot of the people in the priesthood, to welcome Bishop Ekman today.
Amen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. So you heard the flood warning in the eastern part of the county moving east from that storm that moved through It doesn't look like there's anything currently to add to that here in the city, Ellen.
No, certainly some of the showers that we had seen earlier in our PennDOT cameras, Larry, they've appeared to have moved on from the downtown Pittsburgh area, and so not affecting folks who are trying to make that part of the travel here this morning. 28 southbound, really a heavy ride for you folks, and I'm not going to lie, all of this is, it's the usual stuff that you're used to as far as the commute volumes go, but then it's kind of added to with the confusion once you get down past that East Ohio Street off-ramp, because folks need to use that as part of the detour to the closed ramp that normally they would take to get to 579 southbound to hop up onto the Veterans Bridge. And you're seeing at that decision point where folks realize the signage is new and different this morning, you can see things are slower than they would normally be. So right now you're heavy through the Aetna bypass all the way down to that off ramp and the split for those ramps for the North Shore. Parkway North I-279 rolling pretty well with the new crossover patterns. No major delays for you there. Parkway West is at the top. Parkway East is at Wilkinsburg. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:25. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And those heavy rains, Paul, we were looking at the radar, and even before the National Weather Service posted the flash flood warning, you had said intense storms in the eastern part of the county, Allegheny.
Yeah, it's moving from the Penn Hills, Oakmont area in toward Murraysville, the county line crossing now over into Westmoreland County. This is a pretty intense thunderstorm.
Yeah, and then I'm looking back. There is another very large area of rain in Columbus heading into now Zanesville, pushing in this direction.
So, well, with as much moisture in the air, I'm not surprised that it's starting so early today.
97% humidity.
Yeah.
And right now we're still at 73.
We are.
At Pittsburgh International. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. We'll keep you posted on breaking news and weather information like we just got from the National Weather Service. The flash flooding in eastern Allegheny County and parts into Westmoreland County. And that's something because of what's happened recently, certainly in Texas, that has people's attention. When you hear a flash flood warning, it's important enough in the moment to break into programming. That's why we do it. That's why the National Weather Service exists,
you know,
primarily for
that.
It's
odd that that happened at the moment that it did, because here I was typing up my own little blurb to put in the newscast. We had received that in the email alert, and then a few minutes later, of course, it comes over the broadcast.
And for the people who are still recovering in Texas, there is an update. CBS's Michael George.
Now to Central Texas, where the death toll has reached at least 132 people from the disastrous floods more than a week ago. And more than 160 are still missing. Now this weekend, strong winds and rain forced crews to temporarily halt their search for victims. CBS's Karen Hua reports from Kerrville.
Central Texas is hunkering down. A slow-moving storm dumped more than half a foot of rain in parts of the region in the last 24 hours, washing out roads and pushing swollen rivers past their banks.
We'll probably end up not being able to do anything today and just try to get back at it in the morning.
In hard-hit Kerr County, search and recovery efforts were suspended because of the weather threat.
In the past hour alone, we've gotten three emergency alerts from the National Weather Service saying that this is a flash flood warning, a dangerous and life-threatening situation. We're pretty close to the river right now, so our crew is going to be evacuating and trying to get to higher ground as well.
More than 12,000 people have volunteered to help with reconstruction efforts in Kerr County since last week.
Just got to get out there and we've got to help people, and that's just what really pushes us.
Searchers have also located the remains of missing Camp Mystic counselor Catherine Ferruzzo. Her family says she was planning to attend the University of Texas at Austin this fall. At a vigil for the victims Saturday, we met Carrie Scott, who drove 12 hours from Missouri.
I was like, please, Lord, just don't let it rain today. Let these guys get out here and just, you know, have a good day and help them find people and bring these families peace.
Karen Hua, CBS News, Kerrville, Texas.
So when they needed at least more rain and flooding in that area.
Of course, the story that I have now says 170 missing, so there's not an agreement on the number specifically right now. And they did resume some of the search activities later in the day.
Looking at the radar, right now, Monroeville, Trafford, Irwin, Murraysville, heading into Delmont, Jeanette and Irwin right now, this storm that's producing that heavy, heavy rain. Fairly brief, and it's moving at a pretty good clip.
Yes, it is. I know that our editor, Pat Septak, was on his way in this morning. He starts at 6 and said they were getting pounded on the parkway on his way through.
Yeah, there is more on the way. Again, pretty large area as far east now as Zanesville, but surrounding the Columbus area. So we'll keep you posted. A high today, by the way, of 80. 73 right now. Big K Morning Show. Happy Monday. I'm Larry Richard. And every Monday at this time, we check in with Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
You know, I never asked you how you got into this particular work. I mean, why do you care about all these retirees?
Well, you probably remember catalog store, Montgomery Ward's. Yeah, so my dad had a Montgomery Ward's catalog store.
Really?
Yes, in Butler, New Jersey. And I can remember my parents doing really well, this is in the early 80s. I would work at my dad's store, and I can remember at the time things were really good. There was a very popular doll being sold called the Cabbage Patch doll, which everybody remembers.
I remember.
And there'd be lines out the door.
I remember.
Christmas. My dad's catalog store, I mean, there'd be a line wrapped around, you know, the side of the building. But I can remember the day that my dad got a call from a friend of his, and he said, Bob, he said, have you watched the news today? And my dad said, no, why? What's going on? He says, well, you should turn it on. My dad turned it on and found out that Montgomery Ward's was filing for bankruptcy, and they were going to be closing a lot of the catalog stores. This was the day of corporate raiders, and Montgomery Ward's was one of those that kind of got raided and taken over, and they wound up closing everything down. But it changed my parents' life overnight. And so, as a young kid, I can remember being, in bed at night and hearing all the arguments about the money struggles and everything else. And so it impacted me hearing those arguments at night. And so I thought, if I could learn about money and understand how it works, maybe I could help my parents. And then it turned into, well, maybe I can help other people. And then I came here to Pittsburgh to go to school at Robert Morris. I thought I was going to head back home to New Jersey where I grew up. And
we snagged you.
Yeah. I thought I was going to go to work on Wall Street. Instead, I went to work for a big firm here in Pittsburgh. And 1999, went to work. And first day on the job, somebody says to me, hey, kid, you're going to be answering the phones. And I said, okay, I have no idea what I'm doing. I had just passed my financial exam, and I thought to myself, wow, I passed my financial exam, and I'm going to be answering the phones. But I was answering the phones at a tough time because the tech bubble had bursted, and of course, everybody was losing money. So I was taking a lot of phone calls from a lot of panicked investors. I want to get out of the market. Get me out today. I can't be in here anymore. I didn't know what to tell these people. I just passed my exam. Just because you passed your exam doesn't mean you're ready to start advising. Kind of like just because you passed your medical boards doesn't mean you should start doing heart surgery. There's a fellowship that you need to do and things that, and I had the opportunity to sit with these advisors, financial advisors that have been in the business for 25, 30 years. I would hear them tell people things like, make sure you have a well-diversified portfolio in different sectors. And as you get older, what we'll do is we'll remove some of that risk that you have with stocks and we'll put the money into bonds. And I just kept seeing people's portfolios go down. I never saw a positive return in my first year. But what changed my life is I took a call from a guy by the name of Sam. I'll never forget it. He called up. He says, I needed to get out of the stock market. I cannot afford to lose another dime because I need this money to live off of. So I go to his financial advisor. I explain the situation. And his advisor said to me, Brian, I need you to get back on the phone with him and let him know everything's going to be fine. And just remind him to not worry about anything. He's in it for the long haul. So as a good employee, I went back to the phone and I said exactly that. And what this gentleman said to me next is why I'm so passionate about protecting people's money. He said, Brian, I'm 75 years old. How much damn long haul does this guy think I've got left? Which is 100% true.
Right.
And I said, Sam, what was the purpose of this money? He says, Brian, I needed it for income and I can't afford to lose it anymore. And that conversation changed my life, Larry.
Every individual's story is unique.
Yes.
To your point.
Yeah.
I remember a neighbor worked for a hardware store for almost 50 years.
Yep.
and they went under. He didn't have any money.
That's right.
Through the company. So you got to make your own game plan. Do it with Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Brian, a really powerful story, and appreciate you sharing that.
And Larry, I'll say this. When you've won the game, you don't need to keep playing it anymore.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, Parkway North drivers heading inbound to the Veterans Bridge. And people inbound on Route 20 are counting new traffic patterns this morning.
The roads that are impacted by this closure, Larry, 279 and then 28 southbound. The 279 part of things is rolling very well. The problem spot is 28 southbound.
Yes, that is because the signs are smaller, and I think a lot of people rolling into town didn't know that. So throughout the morning, Ellen will help you circumnavigate and deal with it.
Mark Ekman is being installed as the 13th Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh this afternoon. Not too few minutes ago, he was Larry's guest here on the Big K Morning Show.
He is Pittsburgh through and through. South Hills, Mount Lebanon, Duquesne University, St. Vincent College in Latrobe, been an auxiliary bishop here for the last couple of years, and officially will be installed 2 o'clock St. Paul's Cathedral in Oakland.
And Pirates outfielder O'Neill Cruz will compete in tonight's Home Run Derby in Atlanta. They say he's a favorite to win.
There were some concerns on Saturday that he got pulled, I guess an abundance of caution, but he did make an appearance yesterday as a pinch hitter. So hopefully O'Neill Cruz will have a big night for the Bucs, and then Paul Skeens will start the All-Star game in Atlanta tomorrow night.
Pirates pitchers have very rarely, in fact, pitchers period, have very rarely done that back-to-back after their rookie year.
I don't think it's ever been done before.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, he's special, special athlete. We're going to talk to our own Jeff Hathorn about that coming up right after 9, and Neil Shipley.
Hey, he won another tournament.
He shot a 29. This is one of those Corn Ferry tournaments. He won the one down in Florida in the Bradenton area, and then he just stole it yesterday. To give some people an idea of what that is, on 9 holes like is 36.
Yeah, 36 is typical, and to shoot anything in the 20s is like out of his mind.
He's special. Flood warning in the eastern part of Allegheny County, moving into Westmoreland County for the next couple of hours. That's in place. Just a heads up if you're headed that way. And every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour, we welcome Lenny McAllister, our resident political analyst, educator, dad, grandfather now, wears many hats. But you just came from the east, and you were part of that deluge of rain. And then on top of that, you encountered that 4-car accident on the Parkway East.
Yeah, it was bad. It was. I beg of everybody out there, be safe. Don't rush. It's better to get there 5 minutes late and safe and sound than it is to try to figure out a quicker way to save 30 seconds and you end up losing so much more. It was not good out there. There are places where you will hydroplane. Be safe.
And then Ellen, and you saw this too, there was an accident on the opposite outbound direction.
Yep, 2-car accident. One car facing in the opposite direction, right in the middle of the Parkway East between the Penn Hills exit and going towards Monroeville.
Which on a good day is a challenge.
With all the construction and
And they're alternating lanes, I guess, during the day, coming in and out of the tunnel. It's been a lot.
Yes.
As you know.
Yes.
And then we have the 28 inbound, which south now, and that detour for people trying to get on this 279, and then 279 inbound, Ellen's going to update us here in the next few minutes.
They're bears, and particularly 28, because that road is always one that is challenging. I've driven 28 a lot over recent years, and be careful out there, everybody.
In terms of politics, this Epstein file issue seems to be dominating the news over the weekend, outside of some other major stories. However, there is a lot of questions or a lot of dissension about what is and what isn't real. We do know this. There were many people that visited that private island of Jeffrey Epstein. We do know through flight logs that there are a lot of familiar names, which doesn't necessarily mean they did anything on the island illegal, but we do know what Jeffrey Epstein was convicted of, and his partner, how do you say her name? Ghislaine.
And she's still in jail.
But the bigger question is, who are the names on there? And I think there are names from both political parties on there.
Certainly.
And there are many famous people that we've seen who are attracted to these parties that a billionaire was throwing on a private island. That in and of itself isn't illegal. However, the implications are there's more to this. Now, first they say they had the files. Now we don't have the files. And it's caused the president to go really ballistic on social media, Truth Social, to battle this when he has a lot of important international issues to deal with also.
But his movement has always been a cultural movement first and foremost. It's acquiescing aspect primarily has been, we're the outcasts, we're fighting against the swamp. What sounds swampier than a sex scandal involving youths by the powerful and the elites? I mean, remember Pizzagate 10 years ago surrounding the Clintons? That was enough to literally have somebody go to the pizza shop with a gun because he was going to free the girls that were in that so-called sex dungeon. Of course, nobody was there. The guy gets arrested. But that was the level of passion around this type of story for years now. Well, Donald Trump's been able to ride it to the White House twice and almost won in 2020. He's been able to control it. Now, he's taken some of those same exact people that have been pushing those stories in social media. People forget Dan Bongino. His claim to fame was the fact that he took over Rush Limbaugh's show. So talk about the audience that Bongino, who is now number two at the FBI, has in regards to that audience. He's now, Donald Trump's getting to a point of time where he's wondering if he has the tiger by the tail. And if he does, and he can't put the kibosh on it quickly, this is something that will help, that could possibly unravel and help be his undoing, especially with this unpopular bill that did get passed last week. You couple the legislative risk coupled with the cultural risk, this is a crossroads moment for the MAGA movement.
It does seem there's some dissension among those ranks, too, because of this.
There is. And you can't push a theory of what's going on with this for so long. You become part of the quote-unquote swamp, and you pull a 180. Because the bottom line is the people that are still sitting in social media, your Laura Loomers of the world, your Steve Bannons of the world, they're not in government right now. Bannon was last time. He's not now. So they can say whatever they want. Bongino and Cash Patel, they were on the outside during part one of Trump. Now they're part of the Trump administration part two, and they are at a crossroads themselves. Bongino didn't show up for work on Friday. There's now speculation that he may resign. He may end up being the fall guy. Again, we saw this with Signalgate. There was a bunch of people all doing the wrong things. Somebody had to take the blame. Now, between taking the blame, being the scapegoat, and possibly just being disillusioned, he might be leaving the administration. But again, it kind of shows for people, and I've said this personally for years, No one's unscathed when you start really being in Trump world. When you start really being in MAGA world, at some point in time, the bus is coming and somebody's getting run over with that bus unapologetically. And it might be one of the biggest names in the MAGA movement, Dan Bongino, this week.
And we'll continue our conversation, Lenny McAllister. I want to ask you also about this battle between Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell. Coming up. From our newsroom in studio is Tamara Rush. T, hope you had a good weekend.
It was all right.
It was all right. Uh-oh. Lenny.
Wow.
What's trending, T?
Serena Williams. Have you seen her?
Is she on some kind of big weight loss program?
She's just working out extensively, but she is
I mean, I didn't notice her when I first, when I saw the photos of her. Have you seen Serena?
Oh, wow.
People are saying, is it a comeback? One more year? What's happening? I mean, she does this thing on TikTok. She, you know, I'm sorry. That
Let me
didn't
see. Just
see
hold
that.
It oh, up. I could see.
Yeah, you
oh,
can
yeah.
See. I mean, well, a huge transition from, I mean, I know she had massive body weight when she was playing tennis. She was very, very
athletic.
But and, to make a, to go from that to this, some people are worried. Some people are saying, hey, is it a comeback? Could we see her come back?
Or
soon?
Is she done and looking to do something?
Something else. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Well, one, her game was power when she was a tennis player, so that isn't going to help her. But number two, let's not forget, she had health issues. And so some doctor might have told her, hey, listen, you're not going to play anymore. You have kids. You're married. This is best for you now. And God bless her for doing, you know, the right thing and listening to the doctor's advice, if that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Is she using that Ozempic?
She has not said. She didn't say that at all, no. Okay. So that's
a lady never tells, Larry. Holy cow.
Actually,
hey, are you on Ozempic? Is that a pickup line? Hey, baby. Are you on that O?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I wouldn't say that to a woman.
Of course not, Larry. I mean,
Of women are. And
speculation
men.
Is everything, but why can't she just be doing heavy on a heavy workout plan?
She's hitting
the gym hard. You can tell
a disciplined athlete would be able to do that.
Yeah,
takes a lot of self-discipline.
Yes, it does.
And by the way, if she were on Ozempic and she did that weight loss and she posted it on social media, we'd have to think that there would be some sponsorship money eventually coming where she would be on a commercial, maybe.
Maybe after the after effect. Maybe when she's at a point where she's comfortable with where she is. I mean, because she can look at herself and say, no, this isn't me at all. You know what I mean? But, I mean, she may. But then, again, some women just don't want to tell everything that they do. And she's
been private for a very long time. Can I tell you this, though? But
sure.
Those women that don't want to tell everything that they do, don't post that picture on social media.
I mean, that's like saying don't wake up in the morning and take a shower. I mean, some people don't do that. But, I mean, that's just
And some people put that on social media, too, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
That seems to go to my point.
Anyway, do you like Vegas?
It's been a long time since I've been there. I'm not a gambler guy, but I did enjoy witnessing it because it was, you know, the strip and the shows and the restaurants. Yeah, it was cool to visit.
Uno is going to be in Vegas.
Who?
Uno. Uno, the card game Uno.
They're going to have a Uno table.
Yes. Yep, Uno.
When's the Yahtzee table coming?
Why? We can do...
I haven't played Uno either.
You don't play Uno with the kids?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My kids will Uno you out. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
What's happening?
You've been spared for a second.
All right.
And then there's Rosie. I mean...
Oh,
we were just talking
about Rosie is battling Donald Trump on social media, and it's gotten beyond ugly. He says... He's looking into pulling her citizenship. For those that don't know, she's living in Ireland. She has a special needs son.
Yep.
And she's getting some kind of treatment for her son there. And meanwhile, he says because she said nasty things about him, he might pull her citizenship.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
People are talking about it. It's...
Oh.
I mean...
Here's the crazy part. If Rosie O'Donnell said something, and she periodically, I don't follow her posts directly, but since he reacted to it, that drove it into a whole nother sphere. And then a lot of people are seeing the post they wouldn't have seen in the first place.
Yeah, he brought a light to it. So now people are...
Right, Len?
You're right.
I mean, well, this is happens. I mean, you give someone a spotlight, you know, Rosie, because when was the last time you've heard from Rosie O'Donnell? I mean, It's been a while.
It's been a while,
and now everybody's searching Rosie O'Donnell. What's up, Rosie?
He actually helped put her back on a world platform that she hadn't
had in a while.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, those were the days, right?
Can he pull her citizenship?
No. She was born in New York. That's why I went on my phone. I was like, am I missing something?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something I'm pretty certain she was born in the United States of America.
Can he deport Elon Musk?
He would have to find a reason that goes against national interest to deport a naturalized citizen.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to say. Elon is a naturalized citizen, so they were saying that that's not possible. I mean, hey.
Were you born here?
What you going to do when they come for you?
Bad boys.
That's the theme of the White House, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I said.
All right, trending with T.
See, guys.
Right out of the gate.
Out the gate.
Thank you, Tamara.
You're welcome.
Joe, Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister. Every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour, kind of talk through some of the things that have gone on over the weekend. And in particular, in this case, there is a lot going on between the president and Rosie O'Donnell, of all people. How'd she get back in the news?
She generally is somebody that likes to needle Donald Trump on the social media. She is somebody that, among other things, was the person that would say, hey, if Trump becomes president, I don't know if I can live here, you know, and then just because of the celebrity status she has, she's been able to kind of lob less bomb, more bait. And it just so happens that he took the bait, which is now gone from her making a comment that people may or may not even realize, because there are thousands of people that make comments like this all the time.
Right.
He took the bait on this.
Why does he care what she says?
Because that's what he does. That's kind of, I mean, people, we got to remember, Larry, that he really got momentum as a presidential candidate in 2015 and early 2016 through traditional media and free media hits and social media posts. So between the two, this is kind of how he got here. He's not going to move away from this. This is a New York creature of the media for 50 years. This is still right up his lane.
So, for those that didn't follow this, how do you kind of give us the Cliff Notes version of what happened.
I mean, she basically went through the typical manifesto-esque type of readdown of what's wrong with America under Donald Trump and the things that she complains about with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, the president, responded and said, basically, in essence, I'm sick of hearing these type of things from you. Maybe we should pull her citizenship. I'm looking into this.
She's a danger to humanity.
Yeah, that too. And here's where it's entertaining in one regard, if you want to look at, you know, Twitter fights. But in another regard, this is a dangerous place to be, because if the president of the United States is actually talking about pulling somebody's citizenship, and people may say that's just being him being hyperbolic. You know, the old axiom, some people take him seriously, but not literally. Some people take him literally, but not seriously. Well, when you have a DOJ that's looking to denaturalize naturalized citizens, which would be the Elon Musk category, when you now have directed a Department of Justice to look into what are the legal ways that we can do this, what are the parameters of doing this, and then you build an alligator Alcatraz, where it was supposed to be for the most violent of criminals, and you know, you and others, we've talked about this, but it's not playing out that way. And you have a Laura Loomer that says, hey, there are 65 million new meals for those alligators down at Alligator Alcatraz, taking both legal immigrants as well as American citizens and lumping them together because they're all Latino. You start going down a dangerous place where this is no longer rhetoric. And we've seen this play out over the last 6 months where it's not just rhetoric anymore.
If he would have not responded, the vast majority of people wouldn't have any idea what Rosie O'Donnell
She's
said.
In Ireland, and she's Rosie O'Donnell and hasn't done anything in the in media as far as being relevant in, what, at least 15 years? I think Bill Clinton was president, which takes it to 25 years.
Well, this goes back apparently to 2006, which is way before the presidency, right?
Yeah.
She was the co-host then on The View, and said nasty things about Donald Trump, the businessman. And that's what generated this feud that lasted through now the weekend.
He has a long memory. Well, and look, and people, for those out there that would say, well, it can't possibly be that, people point back to the routine that Barack Obama did at the National Press Dinner, where he had a couple of jokes about Donald Trump that and about birtherism. People point to that moment as the moment that Donald Trump decided that he was going to run for the presidency. So anybody that thinks that Donald Trump is not a guy with a long memory when it comes to these things and says he can't possibly remember something from The View in 2006, think again.
At those White House press dinners.
Yes.
They are remarkably candid in their humor both ways.
But it's supposed to be satirical, where, and the beauty of satire is what? It's funny because there's an element of truth to it. That's all of comedy, but particularly satire. Well, you do that to somebody that doesn't do that very well, and you get what you get.
For the record, most experts say you can't just pull a person's citizenship because they said something you don't like.
Absolutely true. It has to be a national security threat. And it has to be something where it's provable. There are actions. There's a court case. There's this thing called due process, which, by the way, again, Larry, let's not forget, due process has been now legally analyzed in the courts. You know, this is something that was unchallenged for decades upon decades upon decades, that now we're actually going before federal courts and the Supreme Court in regards to how much due process is an individual allowed to have, is supposed to have, constitutionally has available to them. This, again, is what makes this different than any other presidency we've had, including Trump Part 1, for the most part.
Lenny McAllister with us on the Big K Morning Show. We'll get a final word coming up, and we'll check on a lot of traffic issues with Ellen Gamble and weather issues on this Monday.
Berg, Persky and White News Desk. Parkway North drivers heading inbound to the Veterans Bridge. Also, Route 28 inbound. Encountering a new traffic pattern this morning.
The roads that are impacted by this closure, Larry, 279 and then 28 southbound. The 279 part of things is rolling very well. The problem spot is 28 southbound.
And add to that, for instance, Paul, Lenny came in on the Parkway East, unfortunately, behind a four-car accident.
Yeah.
And then there was a two-car accident outbound, Ellen told us about. So,
and then down south, we had a large fuel spill on 19 to close part of the road. It's just been one of those days.
Big, big challenges for commuters this morning.
Mark Ekman, who was on the Big K Morning Show last hour, is going to be installed as the 13th Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh this afternoon.
He's about as Pittsburgh as you get. South Hills, Mount Lebanon, went to Duquesne, then on to seminary at St. Vincent, and was auxiliary bishop, named by Pope Francis, and Pope Leo made him the successor to Bishop David Zubik.
The installation mass is at 2. If you plan to attend, they're asking you to arrive at 1:30. Also, it's being live-streamed on the diocese website. Pirates outfielder O'Neill Cruz competes in tonight's Home Run Derby in Atlanta.
Yeah, there was some question. He got pulled Saturday, abundance of caution, thinking he might have got injured, but he appeared yesterday as a pinch hitter. I hope he gets to do it and is successful. You going to watch some? Not that you have time, Lenny.
I will. I may try.
Because you're a baseball guy, don't you? You're a coach.
Well, I'm also not a – I'm a pitcher. I don't like seeing a whole bunch of home runs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In that case. We are going to talk to our Odyssey sports director back from vacation right after the news at 9, Mr. Jeff Hathorn. We'll ask him about that. Golfer Neil Shipley. And guess what? We're just a week and a couple days away from Steelers camp.
Yes, we are.
Okay, morning show. Final word with Lenny McAllister. Lenny, you were on Saturday, Sunday, busy weekend, as you always seem to be traversing the United States. Do you got any off time coming up?
No.
You're locked in now. You had your vacay where you tell them how many miles you drove.
Oh, it was about vacation. It was about 2,600 miles because we had to get down to Florida by way of Washington, D.C. at one point in time. And then we came back up and took a detour into South Carolina to see family there before we came back to Pittsburgh. So that was vacation. It was the great American vacation. You put the kids in the car, you see the sights, you go through traffic, you eat different things in different regions, and you have fun.
Paul and Aaron and I were talking about 88% of full-time Americans get paid vacation, but nearly half don't use it all because they have vacation
guilt. Used to fall into that category. And I've had to learn as I've gotten older, it's there for a reason. First of all, it doesn't roll over. You use it or you lose it. That's the first thing. The second thing is, when do you spend time and slow down and smell the roses? So yeah, I was one of those folks not that long ago. I try my best to use it up. As a matter of fact, for those of you on the live stream, I'm sitting here literally looking at how do I use the. I still have about a week to a week and a half left. Unaccounted for, and that's including Christmas and Thanksgiving, and I'm sitting there saying, I'm going to find a way to use these days.
Find a way. All right. Big day tomorrow. We have this Pennsylvania Energy Innovation Summit. President Trump's coming to CMU along with all, did you see the energy executives?
Yes, and we need to make the most of this opportunity here in Western Pennsylvania. We just do.
We're going to talk to Rich Fitzgerald to get a preview. He'll be attending, and then he'll give us a post on Wednesday. Lenny McAllister, thank you, brother.
Take care of yourself. God bless, as always, Larry.
Pirates with 7 extra base hits in this game, by far a season high. Oh. Cruz soars one out to right. No movement at all by Soto. Another home run for Cruz, his second long ball today.
And we hope to hear more of that tonight at the Home Run Derby for Major League Baseball's All-Star festivities. Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and back from his vacation, it starts to get real for our Odyssey's Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, welcome back. You got a lot on your plate, partner. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, a lot going on. Even before this starts, training camp on the 23rd, which there's so many storylines there. Yeah, the Pirates have some things. The Penguins have made a few moves. So, yeah, it's been a busy time.
And you can see Jeff with our live stream at kdkradio.com, courtesy of Metropolitan Window Company and our brand new KDK Radio YouTube page. So we got you covered whichever way you go. That said, there was a little concern Saturday. O'Neill Cruz got pulled, obviously, an abundance of caution from the game, but he came in to pinch hit yesterday. Seems like he'll be good to go tonight in Atlanta.
Seems, although Donnie Kelly didn't say definitely, so I think they just want to make sure he's okay today. I mean, from what he was explaining is it's a hip injury, like a hip flexor. And you can imagine if you're trying to get as much torque as possible in a home run derby, that could be annoying. But I expect him to play, but there still is that little bit of doubt. Even, Ben Cherington said that yesterday during a show. So we'll... again, we expect him to go. I wouldn't expect him to pull out, but I wouldn't say it's 100% that he'll be in it. If he is in it, man, is that going to be fun? I mean, a guy who hits the ball that hard, I hope those kids in the outfield are paying attention.
You know, Jeff, a couple of speculative reports I saw in the run-up to this home run derby indicate Cruz could easily win it.
Well, he's a betting favorite on one of the betting outlets. So, I mean... Listen, I know he's frustrating. I know the strikeouts drive you nuts. Him not hustling after that ball that went by him drove fans crazy. But in this competition, O'Neill Cruz is exactly the guy you want. The guy that hits it the hardest, that has a chance to hit it 500 feet, that's going to put on a show. It's an exhibition. It's not real baseball. It's an exhibition where you exhibit one of the most exciting parts of baseball. And here's what's crazy, guys. As he's been practicing for the home run derby the last couple of days, I think he's had his best couple of days at the plate as far as plate discipline. And he even went the other way with a line drive where he didn't try to do too much. So you hear a lot about guys that come out of the home run derby that feel like they've screwed up their swing and trying to hit too many home runs. Well, leading up to the Derby, it seems like O'Neill Cruz has improved his overall swing. Maybe comes out of the Derby and he's a 300 hitter.
Well, we hope he participates, obviously, and we'll see how he does. That said, Paul Skenes gets the nod to start back-to-back All-Star games as a rookie last year. That was a high honor, but to do it again, I don't think any pitcher in baseball has done that.
Never. Never in the history of the game has a player in his first two All-Star games been the starting pitcher for the National or American League. I mean, there have been a lot of really good pitchers. And I think only five other players have had multiple starts in their first 2 years. Joe DiMaggio being on that list. So that's a pretty good list. It's amazing. And I love listening to Skenes because he's confident, borderline cocky, and saying stuff like, well, I mean, the best wants to go against the best, you know, but it's not in a look at me way. It's just a, yeah, I'm the best.
It's fact.
I look forward to, yeah, no. I look forward. Yeah. But the other thing he said that he really enjoys about this is if he can pick up one piece of information from Clayton Kershaw, one from Tarek Skubal, he says, it's not that I'm going to learn how to pitch, is what he said. But if I can get one little clue on how to improve my game, he says, I'm always looking to improve. Here's a guy with the best ERA in the game that still has the thirst to get better. I think that's what separates Skenes from other guys that can throw the ball 100 miles an hour.
Well, Jeff, following the philosophy that you can never have enough good starting pitching, last night's Major League Baseball draft, the Bucks went ahead and got a high school pitcher from California named Seth Hernandez. What do we know about him?
He's touched 100 miles an hour. He has a really smooth delivery. He's not as big as Skenes, but still 6'4". They believe it's very repeatable, knock on wood, not injury proof, but should be, you know, help prevent injuries because it's very leg driven. And there's not a lot of extra torque on the upper body. He throws a really nasty changeup right now. But he throws four pitches. This guy was projected to go higher than sixth, but fell to the Pirates. And even though the Pirates may have had other needs, when this guy was there, they thought he was the best available. And I'll say this for Ben Cherington, all the criticism that he's had, he could have went and searched for someone that might get there faster or might be a bat, but he stuck to his philosophy of the best players available, and that's what he did with his first two picks yesterday.
That said, the Pirates had an atrocious road run until yesterday. They eked out a win with a ninth-inning hit, but they didn't win a single game on the road before that after winning six in a row at home. So the first half of the season is over. We'll see what happens next. Before you go, Jeff, also wanted to ask you about Neil Shipley, who shot a 29 on the first nine in yesterday's Corn Ferry event in Colorado. He won the one in Bradenton a few months ago, but we haven't heard his name too often. Now he's a pro. This is a significant step, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I mean, he started with three birdies, then like slumped to a par, and then went birdie eagle. And as you mentioned, 29. Larry, he had a 7 on the back nine, still shot 64.
Wow.
And came from 7 shots back.
That's
incredible. We all can identify with the 7 on the back nine.
Right.
But shooting 64, you know, you'd have to walk off the course on 12. He finished the day with a 64. And man, it's great. I mean, you've seen some of the weight Neil's losses. This is his second win on the Corn Ferry Tour. One more win on this tour, he gets his PGA Tour card.
That's exciting for him, and all the best to Neil and his mom and dad and everybody there in Mount Lebanon and Central Catholic and Ohio State. Gee, you might have heard about that too, Jeff. Yeah. Hmm.
Really?
Well, it's good. Well, it's going to be football coming up here a week from Wednesday. Players report a week from Thursday, the first practice that fans can attend. You can get tickets free online, by the way. And then football for, I guess, college football. Who knows? So many changes with these wide open. It's almost like a wide open portal. And then the NIL, who knows how teams are going to be. So game on for you, brother.
For sure, for sure. And, hey, if you could call TJ and tell him to make sure he shows up, all right?
Yes, we kind of need him. You know, I think the Steelers are 1-11 in games that he didn't play, to give fans some idea of the importance of his presence.
Why do you have to bring these unfortunate facts up?
Well, I'm hoping they come to some kind of conclusion here in a week. All right, Jeff, great to talk to you. Welcome back, partner.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn.
Did you note that he took his vacation at this particular moment? It's timed out perfectly for...
Well, yeah. That was intentional because...
You got it.
He is going to be the busiest man in sports. The theater is this weekend, and guess who made it to the theater? Our own Andrew Lindberg.
So that's why he's sitting in there.
Oh, yeah. Former KDK Morning Show producer, 5 years seasoned with John Shumway and me, tempered him to become the man he is today, a man of steel.
An employee of the month, might I add.
That's right. He is the he followed our own Aaron Farragonio as employee of the month.
Well, what does that tell you if you were a KDK morning show producer?
That's true, things, Andy.
Good things happen.
You're right, Aaron. You guys back to back. So
you're going to talk about the movie now, right?
Yeah. So, right. You know, we know... Way back in the day, there was television show. What was Reeves was his name?
Christopher Reeves.
No. Before him, there was a guy named...
George Reeves.
George Reeves. Yeah, you're talking about the old TV one. Okay,
oh, yeah.
All right.
And, you know, with the little curl in the front of his hair on his forehead. We've gone through, I don't know how many renditions of Superman, but it did really well over the weekend, $121 million take for the first weekend at the box office.
What I want to know is from Andrew, first thing off, if he can hear me or not, but what I want to know about this movie is, were there any really fun characters? You know, some of the things that I liked about the Superman movies of the 80s were these wonderful characters like Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Paul makes a good point. How fun is the movie? Because in some of those previous renditions, there was an element of humor and entertainment.
Well, that's what I love about this new Superman, is it mixes the the gritty-ishness of the past, you know, couple Superman movies, but it's a lot more fun and reminds you of the 70s Christopher Reeves versions. I mean, Superman fights like a dragon in this movie, and it's off the wall, goofy, but it also has this grounded story that's very serious. And the cinematography is very bright. You know, it's Metropolis. It's the place that everyone wants to live. So the sun is shining. There's all kinds of bright colors. And it just, I went with my two boys and my wife, and all four of us absolutely loved it. My wife's not a big, you know, comic book movie person.
Yeah, and that said, I'm also curious, who is Superman?
So the guy's name is David Corenswet, I think, is how you pronounce it. I'm not sure. But he is perfect as Superman. And they casted Lois Lane well, Jimmy Olsen. Lex Luthor is probably one of the two standouts.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Andy, did you see Jurassic World, the new one yet?
No, not yet. My kids saw it. They loved it.
Okay. Have you seen the trailer of the Fantastic Four?
Yes.
The new one? Okay. Do you like this theme where we're almost trailing back to the, like you said, the cinematography was bright, like this cartoon-esque look of movies where the new cast of Fantastic Four, their outfits resemble the comic books the most, I'm hearing. So out of all the Supermans, do you like the way they did this the best?
Oh, yeah. The way that they do this is a nice mix of the way that comic books are and mixing it with the movie is really well done. It's kind of, you know, like I said, it's kind of cartoony, but there's a very serious story behind it as well. Mm-hmm. So they know it's a comic book, so anything can happen, and that basically is what happens in this movie. And it's bright and fun.
Well, it sounds to me like we've got a summer blockbuster on our hands, people.
Right.
Well, it made I think $122 million domestically, worldwide over the weekend, $217 million. Now, the budget for this movie is $225 million.
To give you some idea, the general rule of thumb is a movie has to gross three times the budget to break even. But it sounds like they're well on their way to do that.
Yeah, this is the third highest box office of the year so far, I think, behind a Minecraft movie, and then there is another one that I can't remember.
Lois Lane, by the way, is Rachel Brosnahan, who played in The Marvelous Miss Maisel. She was the star of that streaming show, if you ever saw one of those episodes.
Mm-hmm. I have seen that.
Well, you know, one of the things that's occurred to me is don't be surprised if the Superman box numbers over the next several weeks don't hold up pretty well, because what's going to happen is the word's going to get around our crowd, Larry, you and I, we're going to be late arrivers to this movie.
And
right?
And the thing is, there was some political controversy about this movie. If you're looking to be offended, if you're offended about everything, then you'll find something to be offended about, but there's nothing political overtly about this movie. And this is the beginning of the new DC Universe movies, trying to mimic what Marvel did, and they are off to a great start.
Andy, thanks.
Thank
Bradley
you.
Cooper, I see, is also in the
Bradley
cast.
Cooper is in it. He's a surprise.
You know, we don't have an expert better than Andy when it comes to the Marvel and DC Comics topics.
Right.
Yep.
You're our new Marvel and DC Comics expert.
I'm your nerd.
Thanks for volunteering. Andy Lindberg. Everybody knows him. Thank you, Andy. Super. This is to be a very big day in the city of Pittsburgh and for the region. It's Pennsylvania's Energy and Innovation Summit being held at Carnegie Mellon University. And joining us, Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. He will be there, and since he's involved in 10 counties and the city, this is close to his heart. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Boy, Larry, we have many summits and many events in our area around the draft next year.
Well, your phone's cutting out, Rich.
That we've ever seen. Hello? Can you hear me?
Your phone was cutting out for a second. Don't move.
You got me?
I got you now.
Okay.
We've
had a lot of big events. Yeah, we've had a lot of big events, obviously, including the draft next year. But as far as economic impact, this might be the biggest one we've ever had.
I was looking just at some of the attendees, and you're talking about heavyweights in the energy business, just for starters.
Absolutely. Forget about, you know, taking away the top people in Washington, obviously the president and the cabinet, numerous cabinet members that'll be here, energy, interior, commerce, treasury. The CEOs and the top level people in the AI world and in the energy world is, again, something we haven't seen in our lifetime. And we're talking about, there's a story out today in Axios that says they could be announcing as much as $70 billion worth of investment into the state of Pennsylvania.
Give us some idea of what that means for this region, Rich. You've been so close to this for so long. $70 billion.
Yeah, we're talking jobs from everything from the infrastructure, the electric infrastructure, the grid, the energy generation from natural gas, obviously, and nuclear, the transmission lines that will power the AI industry, and of course, the top AI university in the country being Carnegie Mellon University right in our backyard, which is where the summit is going to be held. But there's going to be a number of events I'm going to be going to today, about a half a dozen. Aurora, for example, right in the Strip District, one of the largest autonomous vehicle companies in the world. We've had a number of these folks on our show when we do our Wednesday show, like Jake from Gecko Robotics is going to be part of the panel. Toby Rice from Rice Energy, some local companies that will be part of this. But you're also talking the Metas, the Facebooks, the Amazons, the OpenAIs, and the really big, big international companies that will also be attending and be part of this conference tomorrow.
We're with Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, is it too far a stretch to say economically this could be one of the biggest single days in the history of the region?
I think you could say that, and you could say this is not just the start. I mean, some of this has already happened. We've seen the announcement, for example, in Homer City, a $10 billion investment that's going to be happening. The announcement that Governor Shapiro and Senator McCormick made a few weeks ago regarding $20 billion worth of investment. Most of that's heading toward the middle of the state. But what's happening tomorrow, we got to give Senator McCormick a lot of credit. You know, he used his political capital as a new senator coming into the U.S. Senate to leverage that with the president and his cabinet to say, look, Western Pennsylvania is the place that this should happen because of the things I already mentioned, the natural gas, the water. You need a tremendous amount of water to cool these data centers that generate a lot of heat and the compute processes that they do. And again, the infrastructure and the workforce. We have a great, great workforce of building trades who have shown over the years they can do big, big projects. We saw the cracker plant just a couple of years ago. We're in the midst of building $1.5 billion airport that's being built now. So this isn't anything new for our very well-trained and seasoned professionals on the manufacturing side, but the jobs across the spectrum, from building it out to producing it to maintaining it to generating to manufacturing, is really going to be a real economic boom to this region.
I was at a graduation party on Saturday, and two of the young men from high school had that morning taken the steam fitters test. There are many people who know, they're being told by their dads, grandfathers, hey, if you're looking for an employment opportunity that can sustain a family, if you're not going to college, this is something to consider. We need young people to get into the trades.
You're 100% right, Larry. There's no question. And the need right now is really there. And we have a lot of people in this industry who are getting ready to retire. So we need new people to come in. And if you have that aptitude and you like to build things and you like to see things come up out of the ground that you're part of and see a project to completion, and you have, you know, certain skills that have to occur, you've got to go through a training process. But as you indicated, the apprentice trades that happen from the electricians to the steam fitters to the plumbers to, you know, iron workers, et cetera, they can go through a training program, work while they're training, and come out debt free. And we all know what, you know, the cost of higher education and four-year universities are. So, you know, people are starting to make choices about what opportunities are out there, because this opportunity is going to be there, not just for a year or two. We're talking decades of solid employment and solid growth for family-sustaining jobs.
It is Pennsylvania's Energy and Innovation Summit tomorrow at Carnegie Mellon University. Rich will be there, and then you'll be with us Wednesday to kind of give us the postscript of how everything went.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be there tomorrow. There's going to be a couple of different, again, today there's about a half a dozen events in and around Bakery Square, downtown, in the Strip District at Aurora, and then tomorrow at CMU. During the morning and afternoon session, there'll be a number of sessions, including the governor and the senator and many of the top CEOs that you talked about, and then, of course, capped off by the president. I think he's going to be appearing at the gym later in the afternoon, and I think he's going to be making, as again, a couple big announcements. We'll be able to bring some of that information back on Wednesday morning.
Looking forward to it, Rich. Enjoy the next few days, and we'll catch you on Wednesday.
Very exciting. Thanks, Larry. We'll see you.
You got it. Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Really exciting times economically, a real boost for the region.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.